everybody, Jason here again, and I just wanted to give you guys a little teaser of what you're going to be seeing over the course of the 2 weeks in the Pro Trader Bootcamp. And what you're looking at now on your screen is a ratio trading strategy that I developed. I actually ran this the last time we had the event. We ended up making, I don't remember what it was, 140 pips or something like that over the course of the 2 weeks, which isn't bad. Just sitting around day trading because we had a lot of other education and things going on at that time as well. But what's going to happen, the way I've set this up, and I'm not going to go too deep into the explanation because it's just, it'll confuse you all if we don't start out on the right foot. It's crawl, walk, run when you do anything, and it's no different with your trading. So, but what I want to show you guys is basically the ratio strategy looks to find areas where markets are likely to reverse. And in this case, what we're looking for here is, and actually, this will go down a bit, we're actually expecting the market to come into this 1618 extension and then reverse and head back the other direction. And so I'm just going to pause the tape and we're going to kind of walk through this second by second, or minute by minute, as the market makes its decision. So I'll be back. Now, guys, as you see here, we've come right up into the 127 extension. I'm going to go ahead and zoom in here so we can make this really fat and everybody can see it, because I like to see things clearly. We've come right up into the 127 and we've started to pull back. Now, we're coming back and look left. We've got the resistance level here and we'll see whether or not the market will continue higher. Here's the thing about this is this particular strategy. We know that the market respects the Fibonacci levels, okay? And clearly here, coming right up into the 127, stopping on a dime and pulling back shows that the market is at least identifying that Fibonacci level. But with this particular strategy, we only want to sell extremely overbought markets, and we only want to buy extremely oversold markets. If I want to get really confusing with it, I can go ahead and I can bring in, just go ahead and bring in an RSI. And again, I'm using the NinjaTrader platform here. You guys who are signing up will have the ability to download this platform. It's free and get a free data feed so you can play around with it. It's a really great platform. Let me find relatives. I'm talking and I can't talk and look at the same time. There's my RSI. Now I'm gonna make this not a 14 period. I'm gonna make this a 5 period. And the reason for that is, guys, I want it to react very quickly because I'm on a lower time frame chart here. I'm on a range bar. I'll go ahead and click that apply. And actually, I'm gonna come back in here. And I'm actually going to make oversold. I want an extreme oversold reading. So I'm gonna say at 21. We're going to be oversold, and we'll be overbought at 79. Give ourselves a little bit wider. And as you can see, guys, when I do that, I don't know if you guys, this color here is kind of bad. I should adjust that, but this, there's a green line right here where my cursor is, and we didn't get oversold there. So the market came up into the 127 extension, has pulled back, but we have not gone overbought. So that gives us an indication that, hey, no, we don't want to be selling here yet. We don't want to sell until this market is showing that, hey, we've gone into extended territory. We've overextended ourselves at a 1618 extension. And now we're expecting to see a pullback. So we'll see as we go on whether or not we can get any trade out of this. But that's exactly what I'm talking about here, guys, with only wanting to sell when the odds are extremely in your favor. Extremely in your favor. We only want to sell or buy when we have a high probability of being right. And the best way to do that is to find a Fibonacci level in conjunction with a market that's overextended itself. And so I'll go ahead and pause the tape again and be back in a little bit. We'll see if we can actually get filled on this trade. All right, so the market's pulled back a little bit. And what I want you to pay attention to here is how we can bring the ratios in. I'm doing this with my hand. How I can bring the ratios in and find some ratio, what I call ratio confluence, or areas where Fibonacci extensions and retracements meet to provide buying and selling opportunities. So if you watch this, I'm going to draw this in for you guys. You have here, you know, a move up, and then you have a retracement, and then you kind of have a, you know, basically a retest of those lows, and then you get a breakout. Okay, so basically the market moved above and we broke structure, this previous structure point. Now what I'm going to do here is I'm going to take a Fibonacci extension from that leg. So I'm going to go swing low to swing high, and right back down in, and look at the ratio confluence there, the 127, the 1618, right on top of each other right there. And that's really, really nice. Now, you guys, some of you may be asking, well, Jason, if you're trying, if you want to sell, 143.12, why are you, at 143.10 for your sales? Well, I want to make sure I get filled. If we're, you have to account for the spread in there. And actually, if we went to 143.09 and got underneath the 10 handle, that would even be better. But we're on Euro USD, so there's, about a 2 pip spread or so on there. So that ought to be pretty good. But I don't know that this market will rally. But what I do know is that I have nice ratio confluence up here. I have a nice area where the market is likely to reverse. And I'm going to explain why the stops are where they are and where the targets are going to go if and when we get filled. But let's just continue to follow this. And again, just doing the play-by-play for you here so that you can see the thought process, the progression of what happens, and just how valuable being able to not only read structure, but then being able to apply the Fibonacci and the ratios to that. I mean, it really is... it's as close to magic as you can get. I don't want to be too crazy with it, but it really is. People are just like baffled that this stuff works, but it works, and it works again and again and again. So stick around. We'll come back. And all right, here we are back. We got filled. Down 4 pips. Woohoo! We'll have to see what happens here. But I want to talk. It's time to talk about targets now and where we're going to actually put our targets here. Now, I have drawn in a Fibonacci retracement. Let me go ahead and delete it because I made some assumptions in the beginning. But I'm going to delete all this Fibonacci extension stuff now because we've already looked at that. So we know 127, 1618 extension here. I'm going to delete that stuff. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to draw a Fibonacci retracement from the low here up to the high watermark, and I'm going to assume that this is the high. I have to make some assumptions here. But as you can see, 1618, you can see the structure that occurred right here. I'm going to look to take off half of my position right here. So I'm going to buy limit here. I'm going to take off half my position. I'm trading a single lot. So I'm half of that would be at, I'm take off half a lot. So I'm in a sense trading two half lots here, guys, for those of you who are trying to understand this. And if you guys can't trade full lots, if you're just like, good grief, that's a lot. It's a lot. You don't have to worry about that. All you have to do is just trade whatever you want. Trade too minis. Trade two micros. Whatever you need to do in order to in order to trade effectively, that's what you want to do. But as you guys can see here, we have a pretty decent risk reward profile. We've got a little better than a 1-to-1 on this particular trade. And when I took out my short position, I was assuming that we were going to get about a 2-to-1 on that, and it's not quite that good anymore because the market rallied a little bit higher than right at that 618 retracement. But that's okay. The market never comes in on a dime. And so what I want to do now is I just have to be patient and wait. My stops are in place. I know where I'm getting out of the market if I'm wrong, and I know where I'm coming off with my profits if I'm right. And guys, this is the critical piece that so many traders miss, is that before I placed the trade, I knew what was going to happen. I knew before my order got filled where my stop was going, number one. And I knew an approximation of where my target was going to be. I didn't know exactly because I didn't know exactly where the market would stop and reverse. But I had a clear-cut concept. I knew I was going to come in at the 618 retracement for my initial targets. And again, I'm just above that 618 because I want to make sure that I get filled. So now it's simply a matter of sitting back and waiting and saying, okay, is the market going to hit my stop or is it going to hit my target? I don't really care. In between these videos, I'm not sitting here watching this market. It doesn't matter to me. All I'm concerned with is, are my stops in place? Are my targets in place? Because one of two things is going to happen. Either my target is going to be hit, or I'm going to be taken out on stops. That's it. And guys, that's an emotionally liberating feeling to have that. And I want you guys to impress upon you guys the importance of having that in your trading. What that does for you on an emotional, on a psychological level. Because the vast majority of you, even if you don't realize it, the vast majority of you, the hiccup is not with the system or the strategy. It's really with your own, you internally. It's with your own indecision, your own trading psychology. That's why, you bounce around, guys bounce around from system to system, from strategy to strategy. You're always trying something new. And, it's probably one of the reasons that you got involved with this this free 2-week training is that you're looking for something different because what you've got isn't working. And what I'm telling you guys is that you have to
shift your thought process away from external, there's something out there that I need, to internal. There's something that I am not yet doing that I need to be doing. And once you do that, then you can take literally any strategy that you can come up with that you've tested and found profitable and trade that strategy. And it really isn't all that difficult. So as you can see right here, market pulling back, we're up about 15 pips or so. We've come into the 382, and so what I want to do is I'm going to go ahead and tighten up my stops here to about right there. And all I'm doing is just above the spike high. I don't want this market coming back. I don't want this market rallying onto new structure highs. If it does, I'm going to be out of this market because it looks like, hey, the market's going to be into trend continuation. And I'll talk a little bit about trend continuation trading before, or at the during the two-week boot camp. But basically what I'm saying now is the market has retraced enough that if we break into a new high, I don't want to be in the market anymore. And again, this is a strategy that I developed over time after realizing that, hey, if the market pulls back, it may be reloading, you know, it may be just taking a quick dip before it rallies. And I didn't want that to happen here. So we'll watch now, and we're getting really close. I'm just going to go and pause the tape because it may take longer than I think to get down here, but we'll see if we can't get filled on these orders. And there we go, guys. Order filled. Got about 20 pips out of that. We took off, half of our position, or a half a lot. And if we bring in our little calculator, for those of you who are math challenged like me, we just go ahead and take our calculator and we say, okay, at $5 a pip, we got 20 pips. That's a total of $100 we just pulled out of the market here pretty quick. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to roll my stops to break even. Now, again, you see they're not right at break-even. They're a couple of pips under break-even because I have to, again, account for my spread. Or I want to account for a spread. And I want to make sure that I'm actually going to get out at break-even. But now all I'm going to do, traders, is I'm just going to hold this on a structure stop. And we're going to see where this market ends up going. We may break into new structure lows. What I would like to see in a perfect world is I would like to see the market go from this high, this low, I would like to see the market come down into a 127 extension right here around 143.52 or so. And so I'm going to set my second target right here. Another thing that I need to do and be cognizant of is I've taken off half my position, so I want to make sure my stop, I'm only taking half my position there. And now what I'm going to do is I'm just going to sit here. This market may stop me out for break even, in which case I walk away with $100 for the day, which isn't bad. And then, of course, it may come down and hit my second target, which would be really nice and make, you know, maybe $300. We'll have to see what the actual number is. Bad at the math. But anyway, this is, I'm going to go ahead, again, I'm going to pause the tape. We've been running about 13 minutes here, and I'm just going to come back when the trade is over, and we'll finish up. And traders, there you go, just a couple of minutes later, maybe 2 minutes later, target two was hit. Market rolls over. Now we're significantly oversold, and what we would expect is at some point to get a rally out of this, but we're not overly concerned with that because we've already taken our profits out, and we got about, I think it was 55 pips on the balance of the position. So again, if we bring in our little deal here and we say 55 pips, and that's roughly, let's just say 50, just to be honest, 50 pips. Times five, that's another $250 plus the $100 that we already made is $350 on this trade. A nice, nice little winner here. And as you can see, this market just continuing to roll over. Now, you don't have to come off with your profits here. You can continue to trail your stop. But in what ends up happening is people end up getting a little bit greedy with it, and or they get emotionally unstable. They're like, oh, it looks like it's going to turn right there. And so now I take my profits off there, and then it rolls over. Or they try and hold on as the market rallies back up. And then they end up losing or not making as much money as they could have made before. I like just having my targets set. I use my Fibonacci's, and I take what the market gives me. But you can absolutely trail your stop. You can roll your stop down to say, all right, I'm going to, 50%, I'm going to, if the market retraces more than 50%, then I'm going to be out there. What I'm trying to get across to you is there's a million ways to do it right. And there's no one right way. There's as many ways to trade as a man can think up. The most important part is that you have a plan, that you have something there that you can fall back on, that you can use, and that you can rely on, that's going to be effective for you long term. And guys, just we could run back through it again. I'm not going to bother. But the market came, a couple of pips of that Fibonacci extension we identified, and then rolled over like a waterfall.
And we see this happen time and time again. And, you know, people are always asking for that social proof. They always want to say, well, can this guy really do what he says he can do? Is this guy's stuff really good? Is it really worth my time and my effort and my investment to come to the training? Because your time is an investment. And is it really worth that investment to come and see, you know, what it is and to learn from this guy or that guy? And what I wanted to show you guys is that, I'm not blowing smoke. What we do here is powerful, not because I've created something fantastic. We use Fibonacci's. We use time-tested, old-school strategies. I use stuff that's been working since the dawn of time. And since there was trading Fibonacci and ratio analysis even before people were doing it, the ratios work. And so I want to teach you this stuff. I want to teach you how to stay disciplined. I want to teach you the idea of stops and targets and some of those types of things about how to build your trading as a business. I want you guys to have the opportunity to engage with me for free. And that's what the two-week boot camp is about. So if you haven't had a chance to register, please do. The link is right underneath this video. It's going to explain what's going to happen. You get a lot of free stuff, a chance to win a trading computer from tradingcomputers.com. And we're going to have a really great 2 weeks. So until next time, guys, good luck and good trading. I'll talk.